Hi, and welcome to Connections. Brian O'Neill on the phone today with Congressman Eric Massa. Congressman, good morning.
Good morning, and thank you for having me with you today.
Well, it's always great to be on the line with you, Eric.
How can I help?
Well, Congressman, one of the big stories lately on AM 1480 WLEA, and of course the Corning Leader, is what's been going on in Prattsburg. On Friday, you met with two Prattsburg Town Board members, Steve Kula and Chuck Schick. Now, having attended the last few Prattsburg meetings myself, I'm guessing your meeting had something to do with the controversy over wind energy in Prattsburg?
Well, yes, and as some listeners may remember, and certainly you might remember, for almost 3 years of my candidacy, and certainly since I have become an incumbent, I have been very focused on the challenges this area faces as foreign-owned industrial wind turbine corporations attempt to build thousands of these 450-foot-tall towers on virtually every hill in western New York State, despite the fact that the United States Meteorological Services state very clearly, we simply don't have the wind in this area of the world to economically justify this. We have seen a consistent effort by these foreign companies to subvert local governments who are ill-prepared to deal with these million-dollar industrial systems, to back out of commitments they've made through the industrial development agencies, not to pay their contributions to the local schools that they promised, not to create new jobs. So this is, unfortunately, what we've been talking about, and I wish I was wrong, but everything I said for the last 3 years has come true, but nowhere is that more apparent than now with the fact that these wind turbines generate so much noise that the very homes on the properties that leased agreements to the wind turbines now can't be occupied. Now, I'm not making this up. I have been in my office with a virtual flood of constituents who have come to me, both on and off properties that were leased to the wind companies, saying they can't live in the houses anymore, yet they can't sell them. And in fact, the town supervisor of Cahockton, a man that would not even shake my hand at a parade because he was so upset that I dare challenge this issue, has written a letter to the very company that he invited into his community saying, we can't have these wind turbines here because they're too noisy. Well, you know, 3 years too late. And I have a meeting with the folks in Prattsburg so that they get, first off, they requested to meet with me because they're asking for help to make sure that what was rammed down Cahockton does not get rammed down Prattsburg. And it's very disconcerting that everyone has such a wonderful opinion of these 450-foot towers that, frankly, don't even produce electricity. And I don't say that comically. I say that realistically. It's a huge local issue.
Now, Congressman, are more wind farmers besides Hal Graham stepping forward to you and telling you that the wind turbines are driving them nuts?
I would say, every weekend a different family in the office talking with me.
Wow. And they're wind farmers, some of them?
Yes. In fact, one owns a home, and he agreed to have a lease on his property. And now he's saying, I have to move out of my property. It's quite amazing, not to mention the fact that, as we talked about, hunters are now coming up and telling me that there's no wildlife anywhere within distance, and I'm talking 3 to 4 miles of any of these wind turbines, because these wind turbines emit low-frequency vibrations that drive the deer away. So if some foreign companies have their way, you'll never be able to hunt in the southern tier again because we won't have any deer. And that's, again, I know that sounds like an exaggeration,
right,
but it's not an exaggeration. Anybody who can tell you about animals in the wild will tell you they hear frequencies that humans cannot. And the low-frequency vibrations from these industrial wind turbines drive the deer away. It'll be the end of hunting for us.
Now, Congressman Massa, back to what you said just a moment ago. You said these things don't generate electricity at all?
Bingo. So if the wind's not blowing, they're not generating. But if the wind is blowing, the electricity they're generating even now is not going to come to New York. It's being shipped to other states like Massachusetts. And even now, we have a very limited capability technologically with the independent system operator. That's the technical name of the individuals that oversee the incorporation of all electrical production into our New York grid, a very limited ability to actually absorb the very unpredictable and highly variable nature of the electricity driven by wind turbines. period.
Congressman Massa, when you met with those Prattsburg officials on Friday afternoon, or Friday morning, I think it was, what sort of impression did you walk away with when you left the meeting with those two Prattsburg board members on Friday?
Well, first off, that they were very serious and concerned, that they were local officials of what I call gravitas. In other words, they've thought this through. They've asked the tough questions. They've asked for help from anyone, and they've told me that I was the only local, state, or federal official that would sit down and talk to them.
I can believe that.
Now, this is an issue that I've been dealing with for years because I refuse to take the side of these very powerful foreign companies who are willing to do all kinds of things to get me to spout the party line for them. By the way, speaking of party lines, just about everybody that's come up to me and asked me for this help is not of the same political party I am, because this, like every other issue that I deal with, cuts across party lines. This is about the future of this area. One of the last things we have, after everything else has been taken from us, is our environment, and now they want to take that too. And I will not rush willy-nilly down a road, by the way, that's been torn up by the heavy tractors transporting these windmills, and then we have to pay to repay them. I won't go down that road without a fight, and that's what I'm trying to make happen.
We're talking with Congressman Eric Massa on Connections here on AM 1480 WLDA. Congressman Massa, it seems to me that the two big issues right now in regards to wind energy are the problems with noise and the problem with corruption, with politicians having conflicts of interest. Some of these politicians out there, it seems like they're just being out-and-out agents for wind companies in more than one way. One way would be bullying around anyone at these meetings who asks who questions at all, anything at all that the wind company wants. Another way would be for them to vote just down the line in every way that the wind company wants them to. As a matter of fact, at the last Prattsburg meeting I attended, a man stepped forward and complained that one of the Prattsburg town board members had given his name to a wind company person, and this wind company person showed up at this Prattsburg man's house, and the Prattsburg man was furious that his address and name had been given out to a wind company official by a Prattsburg town board member for purposes of solicitation. Congressman, what's going on here?
I think it's a combination of opportunism and short-sightedness. I have been to these meetings. I have seen the bullying. I'm not easy to bully.
it's, right.
Many people will tell me they don't like me because I'm too outspoken.
And you're fast on your feet. Yeah, I've seen you in a debate.
But on the other hand, I think that the voices of the people that have no voice need to be represented. Now, if in a free and fair and open and informed decision, a town decides they want to do this, then great. That's a local issue. But I want it to be free, fair, and informed. And when the information actually gets out there, people say, well, we don't want that. Nobody, including me, is against the clean production of wind energy where it makes economic and technical sense at all. It doesn't here. We are being taken advantage of because we're being treated like a bunch of country bumpkins by these foreign folks from European capitals, and it's got to stop.
Congressman, one person said to me recently that you seem to be way ahead of most of your political colleagues on the subject of wind energy because most leaders at the federal level that we've seen are just acting like basically public relations guys for wind companies. Do you think that someday that wind will be looked on in some areas like ours, as a fad and a phase that just didn't work out?
Yeah, but the problem is when they look at that, we're going to have hundreds of these industrial wind turbines broken and rusting and spilling oil that will cost hundreds of millions of dollars to take down and return those forests to what they were so we can go back to enjoying and attracting people for what they come here for. That's the problem. So we shouldn't have to wait to realize that a mistake has been made. If we had wind greater than 33%, which means that more than a third of the time the wind blew strong enough to actually turn the blades and make electricity, we could have some hope of having a real contribution to help stop environmental degradation, and yes, that's global warming, and to make inexpensive electricity. But none of that electricity is staying here, and those turbines are not generating electricity. So you can look at this from many different levels, and it's very sad. And then, of course, I get painted as an out-of-control, you know, aggressive guy. Well, I'm going to be very aggressive when it comes to fighting for our local interests, because, candidly, nobody else is.
Congressman, it seems that you have a lot of knowledge about laws regarding wind power. Do you know who would be held responsible if a neighbor of a wind project suffers something like property value loss, or their house is vibrating and, you know, they're living next door to a wind turbine, it's causing their house to shake or the noise is terrible at night? Do you know who's responsible for that? The wind company, the IDA, the town? Do you know who has to take responsibility?
Well, the immediate supposition is that the source of the problem is culpable for the property degradation. That's generally the rule. But the wind companies then seek protection by saying, well, the town boards and the local towns gave us permission to do that. It's their problem. The town board said, yeah, but the IDA gave us permission to do this, so it's their problem. And all of a sudden, a single family has to go running around all up and down trying to get someone to help while they're given the runaround. This is exactly what happened in Cahockton when people went to the town board and complained and said, listen, you guys voted to put these things up here. It exceeds the noise limits. The town board said, well, don't talk to us. Talk to the wind company. They went to the wind company. The wind company said, not our problem. The town board issued us a permit.
Mm-hmm.
And this is how you end up going in that circular runaround that drives people crazy. And it shouldn't have to. So I've said, come see me. It's my job to help where I can help. And I'm going to do that.